Good morning, a Monday morning. That means Yancey Roy, Albany Bureau Chief for Newsday, joins us. Good morning, Yancey.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, obviously, we continue to deal with COVID-19. Some positive news in terms of the trends in New York. And this week, starting today, the governor is calling for antibody testing, which has some issues that even the World Health Organization acknowledges.
That's right. Antibody testing is key, as many say, to sort of, getting a handle on things and kind of understanding how widespread COVID-19 is. Essentially, what you'd be doing is trying to determine how many people have COVID-19 antibodies in their system, which is a sign that they had the disease but have since recovered. To sort of get at that, the state wants to do a 3,000-person random survey across New York to try to find out how many people might have COVID-19 antibodies. And the way they say they're going to do it is to have random surveys at supermarkets in different regions. Those who would agree would be asked to provide a finger stick blood sample, which then would be processed at the state lab at Wadsworth here in Albany. Also to note, the FDA recently did approve the state's antibody tests, according to Governor Cuomo. And as you mentioned, there's a lot of question about accuracy of these tests. China has had problems with the test. Some have warned that they aren't safe to rely on just yet. But I think there's a position of the state is we have to move forward somehow and try to get a handle on how many people have it. And that will also lead to answers on how to reopen the economy.
Speaking of, there were some reopenings announced.
Yeah, a couple of small scale ones, but maybe important ones to people. They are going to allow private golf courses to reopen. You can't have a caddy. You can't have a bartender there at the clubhouse after your round. And you can only have essential workers at the course, such as groundskeepers and such. But they will allow those to reopen for folks to get a little bit of exercise. Also, marinas and boatyards will be open to personal use, but not commercial use and not rentals. So folks who want to get out on the water now that it's still a little cool for spring, but it's starting to get that weather, and folks will be able to go out and use marinas and boatyards.
His name is Yancey Roy. He's the Albany Bureau Chief for Newsday. You can read this and more at newsday.com. Stay safe, Yancey. We'll catch up with you next Monday.
You too.